Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. I know that your English will improve today. My name is Rebecca. Now, yesterday, we started a very interesting lesson called The Tiger's Teacher. We met Cat and Tiger. Tiger was impressed by Cat's abilities to hunt. So what did he do? He asked Cat to teach him. What is going to happen next? Well, here is a few questions that I would really like you to think about as we go through today's lesson. First, what did Cat teach Tiger? And what was one trick Cat kept to herself? Okay, friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson and let's go find out. Come on.
The Tiger's Teacher. Become my teacher. If I ever harm a hair on your head, may I be cursed by all animals. May I go hungry forever if I ever allow you to come to harm, appealed Tiger. Tiger did his best to look truthful to Cat. Finally, Cat was convinced to help Tiger. Cat taught Tiger to do gymnastics and to move easily and quietly. Cat was a good teacher and coach. She taught Tiger move after move. She did her best to teach Tiger all she knew.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 curse 这个动词。Curse 是指咒诅。例如 Tommy believes that he was cursed so he will never find a girl who really loves him. Tommy 相信他被咒诅了，所以他永远都找不到真正爱他的女孩。Curse 也指咒骂或抱怨。例如 The homeless man started cursing and swearing when he was asked to leave the building.当这位流浪汉被要求离开大楼的时候，就开始一边抱怨一边咒骂。其实我们看的是 appeal 这个动词， appeal 是指呼吁或请求。如果要说明向谁请求的话，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ，The president appealed to people to vote carefully。总统呼吁民众要谨慎投票。或者是 Chloe appealed to her parents for financial support so she could finish college。Chloe 请求父母亲财务上帮助她，让她可以完成大学学业。Appeal 也可以当名词，例如 The charity is launching an appeal to raise money to help the earthquake victims. 这个慈善机构开始呼吁大家为地震受灾户捐款。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, let's continue this story. Is Tiger a trustworthy creature, do you think, Rebecca?
Well, based upon what I've learned so far, or what I know about tigers, I don't think Tiger's a very trustworthy creature. That's why I'm holding Cat and not Tiger.
Okay, well, we're going to see. Let's continue this story. Become my teacher. This is what Tiger says. If I ever harm a hair on your head, may I be cursed by all animals. Wow.That sounds pretty serious. He says if he ever harms Cat, he's inviting all the other animals to curse him.
So he's basically saying that he's actually a very gentle creature and that he would never harm, well, he would never harm Cat or a hair on Cat's head. That reminds me of a phrase. Couldn't hurt a fly or wouldn't hurt a fly. Are you familiar with that phrase?
Yes. He couldn't hurt a fly or she couldn't hurt a fly. We use this phrase to talk about people. Wow. I don't like flies. That is a huge fly in that picture. We use this phrase to talk about people who are very, very gentle, especially in the way they treat other people and with their words as well. So, for example, I just recently met a friend named Kareth.
Okay.
Yeah, Kareth is very nice. She's very sweet.
She is so sweet.
And I've never heard her say anything mean to anybody. And I really think that she couldn't hurt a fly.
I think you're probably right. Well, here's another example. Tom is very tall and he's very strong, but he couldn't hurt a fly. Even though he's very tall and strong, he still has a very gentle side to him.
Yeah, so the idea is, of course, sometimes things like mosquitoes and flies, they annoy us. And we just want to get rid of them and shoo them away and maybe even kill them. So you can use this phrase to talk about someone who wouldn't even do that. Do you know anybody like that? You would be surprised if they did anything mean to anybody.
Well, let's continue with our lesson. Tiger is saying, "May I go hungry forever if I ever allow you to come to harm." Now, if you come to harm or if somebody is harmed, that means that you just experience something bad, that you get hurt. And so Tiger is telling Cat, "I will never allow you to get hurt."
Okay, so he's never going to allow anything bad to happen to Cat. And if something does happen to Cat, Tiger says, "May I go hungry." He's going to go hungry for the rest of his life if something bad happens to Cat. Now, we could use this phrase that someone comes to harm. We could also flip those words around and we could say, "I'm not going to allow harm to come to you."
And as long as you follow my directions, you will not come to harm. Have you ever heard that before? As long as you follow my directions, you will not come to harm.
Your directions, Rebecca?
Well, not my directions necessarily, but maybe a teacher's directions. Maybe you're in a classroom doing an experiment, like a chemistry experiment, and the teacher says, "As long as you follow my directions, you will not come to harm, or you won't get hurt."
So make sure you obey the authorities. Well, friends, use this phrase in some other way. Well, we continue with our story here. Tiger did his best to look truthful to Cat. Interesting. He was trying to look truthful. I'm not sure how truthful he actually is. Maybe he has other motives. Well, friends, Steve and Ken are waiting in the info cloud. There are some phrases and idioms that are kind of fun in English, like the idiom, "It's raining cats and tigers." Have you ever heard that, Rebecca?
You mean raining cats and dogs?
Oh, yeah, raining cats and dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They'd like to talk about phrases like this in the info cloud.
Then let's go there.
It has been documented that in certain parts of the world, it has actually rained fish and frogs. Seriously, but has it ever rained cats and dogs?
Never. So where does this English phrase "raining cats and dogs" come from? Well, honestly, we don't know, but there are some theories.
One theory is that animals sleeping on thatched roofs fell off when it rained really hard. I know, it's pretty lame.
Yeah. Another theory is that in 17th century England, after a hard rain, drains would clog, floodwaters would rise and carry dead animals and other debris through city streets. You know, I can see why people might coin the phrase because of that, but still not very convincing.
Okay, how about this? It's said that in the 16th century, the phrase "cats and dogs" was a metaphor for strife and hostility. So, if it rained cats and dogs, your life was very, very hard. Maybe that's it.
Well, whatever its origin, friends, you need to know that fewer and fewer native English speakers are using this phrase, "raining cats and dogs." Today, if you want to describe a really heavy downpour, say, "It's raining buckets," or simply, "It's pouring."
下大雨, 英文应该怎么讲? 千万不要说 "big rain." 在英文通常会用 "heavy," 重这个字来形容下大雨。 Heavy rain is expected in the afternoon. 下午可能会下大雨。 我们也可以用 "hard" 当副词用。 "It is raining hard." 正在下大雨。 也许你也学过 "raining cats and dogs" 这个片语。 这个片语的由来有好几种说法。 例如 在17世纪的英国有一次下了一场大雨，后来淹水了，街道上很多的野猫野狗都被淹死。大雨过后，人们从屋子里走出来，看到满街的死猫死狗，就说哦，刚刚那一场雨一定是下了猫和狗。从此 raining cats and dogs 就成为下大雨的片语。听起来好像有点牵强哦。其实这个片语外国人已经很少在讲了。若是要形容下大雨，我们可以用 it's raining buckets。 bucket 是水桶，因此我们看到英文不是讲倾盆大雨，而是倾桶大雨。另一个常用的片语是 it's pouring， 雨好像是用倒的。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, gentlemen. So finally, Cat was convinced to teach Tiger. Cat taught Tiger how to do the gymnastics and how to move quickly and easily. Okay, so we read here, Cat was a good teacher and coach. She taught Tiger move after move.
Ooh, I like that phrase. Move after move, something after something. That means that Cat is teaching Tiger a lot of different moves, right?You could use this phrase in different ways. We had meal after meal. Oh, the donuts were so delicious. I ate donut after donut, day after day.
Peggy just sat there and ate chip after chip as she watched movie after movie.
Ooh.
There are so many great ways to use this word. And of course, Cat taught Tiger move after move. She did her best to teach Tiger all.She knew.
So, is Tiger a trustworthy creature? We're going to find out later in our lesson. Right now, it's time for us to take a break. So, stay!
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about the tiger's teacher. Okay, so we already learned that Cat has decided to become the tiger's teacher. And of course, Cat is an excellent coach, a great teacher. But is Tiger really a creature that can be trusted? Friends, let's continue with our lesson to find out.
The tiger's teacher. She kept only one trick to herself. That was the art of climbing trees. Tiger was a good student. He learned every trick that was taught. Before long, he was strong, fast, quiet,and smooth in his movements. He was ready to become a great hunter. He was ready to eat. Tiger looked at Cat. Cat looked delicious. Cat saw Tiger staring at her. Tiger smiled and showed his teeth. Tiger's mouth began to water, and it drooled down the side of his mouth.
OK, 接下来我们看 stare 这个动词。stare 是指盯着看或凝视。如果要说明凝视的对象的话，是用 at 这个介系词。例如 staring at people is not polite, 盯着人家看是很没有礼貌的。或者是 the boy couldn't help staring at the odd man sitting next to him.这个男孩忍不住一直盯着坐在他身边这个奇怪的男人。Stare 跟 gaze 都是指凝视。Gaze 比较是用在赞叹或者是被迷住而凝视的状况。但是 stare 可以用在感到诧异或恐惧而盯着看的情境。最后我们看 drool 这个动词。drool 是指流口水或者是垂涎。例如 my puppy is drooling all over my couch。我的小狗流口水流得我整个沙发都是。或者是 Alex drooled on his desk while taking a nap. Alex 睡午觉的时候流口水到书桌上了。若是 drool over something 是指对某个东西痴迷或者是垂涎欲坠。 例如 Joanne stood drooling over the pink dress in the window. Joanne 痴痴地站在橱窗前看着里面的粉红色洋装。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Look, Tiger's waving at you. Okay, let's return to our lesson. Let's continue here. We're continuing to learn about what Cat taught Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
We read, she kept only one trick to herself. That was the art of climbing trees. The art of climbing trees, and this was the trick that she kept to herself. What does it mean that she kept this trick to herself?
Well, if she kept this trick to herself, that means that she didn't share it with Tiger. So Cat has a lot of different skills that she was able to share with Tiger, but this was one skill or one trick that she decided that she was not going to share with Tiger. I think that was a very wise move on her part.
We're going to find out why. But you can use this phrase in other ways. What kinds of things do you like to keep to yourself? You don't like to tell other people? I think it's important to keep secrets to yourself. If someone trusts you with their secret, don't tell other people. You should keep that secret to yourself.
That's exactly what Kat was thinking as well.
Mm-hmm.
The art of climbing trees was a secret, and she decided not to share that. She kept that to herself.
Hey, Rebecca.
Yes, Keith?
Can you share a bunch of negative things just right now? Just talk about a bunch of negative stuff.
And why would I do that?
So, just say something.
No, Gabe. I want to keep the negative stuff to myself.
Oh.
I would rather just focus on the positives, look for the positives, and keep the negative stuff to myself.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, is that what you were going to say?
Yeah, I would say, Rebecca, keep those thoughts to yourself. You don't want to be too negative and complain to other people. Keep those negative thoughts to yourself. Thank you, Rebecca.
No problem. No problem at all. Anyway, back to our story here where we're talking about Kat and how she only kept one trick to herself. That was the art of climbing trees. Tiger was a good student. He learned every trick that was taught. Was it that Tiger was a good student or that Cat was a good teacher?
Oh, I believe Tiger was a good student, right? Tigers are good students.
Gabe, have you ever heard that saying, the teacher hasn't taught until the student has learned?
Okay, so that means it takes effort on both parts.
So I think Kat was probably a really good teacher, and maybe Tiger was a good student as well.
I think so, too.
Well, anyway, we read here, before long, he was strong, fast, quiet, and smooth in his movements. I thought he was strong yesterday.
Yeah, I thought he was fast already, too. But we see here that he is also quiet and smooth in his movements. But does he know how to climb a tree? Well, I guess we're going to find out later. However, he is learning some new things, and we see this phrase, before long, he was something. What does that mean, before long? That means before a long period of time.
Right, so soon. Before long, I will be home. Or let's say you're on a trip. You could say, don't worry, I will be home before long.
Very nice. I'll be home before long. We'll be there before long. Have you ever been on a trip, Rebecca, when someone is asking, are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Hey, I was one of those kids that used to ask my parents that all the time.
I think that's one of the five sentences kids learn first when they're young. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? They're so impatient. You could say, don't worry, we'll be there before long.
Mm-hmm. And we're learning here in our lesson, before long, he, referring to Tiger, was strong, fast, quiet, and smooth in his movements. He was ready to become a great hunter. He was ready to eat. Tiger looked at Cat. Cat looked delicious. Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
I don't look delicious. Don't eat me.
Tiger is looking at Cat.
Mm-hmm.
Cat looks delicious and nice and plump, I should say. Looks like there's a lot to eat there. So Tiger is not going to go hungry. So before long, Tiger is going to eat Cat, right? Is that how our lesson goes?
Well, let's find out.
Okay,
so Cat saw Tiger staring at her. Tiger smiled and showed his teeth. Tiger's mouth began to water and drooled down the side
of his mouth.
Oh.
This sounds like tiger's going to eat cat. Oh, no.
Sounds like he has some kind of a disease. I've seen that before where drool just comes out of the side of someone's mouth.
He just thinks that cat looks really tasty.
Oh!
Yes, that's
right.
All that's happening here.
Right, mouth-watering. We've learned that word before, friends, mouth-watering. Maybe cat looks so delicious, his mouth-watering meal. Well, friends, we're going to see what happens next time, but for now, it's time for us to enjoy the SC Challenge.
Yes! Well, it's time for the SC Challenge, and look who's back. Hey, Serena.
Hi, it's good to be back.
Are you excited about today's SC Challenge?
I'm very excited.
And do you know what questions we will be asking you?
I do not.
Well, that's what makes it part of a challenge, right? Okay, so the first question we have for you. When do you like to try new things? When do you like to try new things? I mean, you do like to try new things, right?
I do, but I never know when they're going to really happen. But I'm open to trying new things anytime, anywhere.
What kind of new things do you like to try?
I like to maybe different hobbies, like knitting or maybe practicing a new instrument, traveling to a new country, a place I've never been to.
Do you ever like to try new foods?
Well, I'm a big foodie, so I'll eat anything, and I love to try all different kinds of foods, so yes.
Awesome. What is one new food that you tried recently, maybe in Taiwan or somewhere in Asia? Did you ever try stinky tofu?
Yes, I have. It's not that bad. It smells worse than it actually tastes, so. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is true. Well, Serena, do you think it is important to step out of your comfort zone sometimes?
I think so. I think it has its limits, you know. Mm-hmm. Everyone has to be a little uncomfortable in order to, you know, grow. But, yeah.
And when do you think it's important to step out of your comfort zone?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily always important, but if you want to grow or learn something new, then it's necessary.
Okay, we have one last question for you. We've been waiting for this one. Would you like to be a ship captain? Why? Or why not?
No, I would not like to be a ship captain. Because
but it seems so fun, doesn't it?
Well, I get seasick very easily, so I don't think I'd be a good sea captain.
Would you be stepping out of your comfort zone?
Oh, yes, I definitely would, and I'd be getting sick a lot, too, so I don't think that would be an option for me.
Well, Serena, thank you so much for joining us for today's SC Challenge. And what about you, friends? Would you like to be a ship captain? Why or why not? Well, we will see you next time for the SC Challenge. So is Tiger going to eat Cat, or is Cat going to eat Tiger?
Where is Tiger anyway? Okay, friends. We're going to find out what happens with this story next time. So join us right here at
Studio Classroom.